Let's go.
Yeah, you know something that we didn't talk about that last episode with the shitholes and everything and Mia Love? We didn't talk about how...
Wait. Before you say that, yeah. I have to tell you, man, that I started dying when I saw the title of that show when the link went up. I said, the shithole shuffle. I don't know how you come up with this stuff, man. I swear to God.
I know.
I spent a lot of time on the titles, man. I you would be surprised, but I think about them a long time.
I just started dying. I'm like, this dude. Shithole stuff.
Man, I swear, the titles of your show, the titles that T come up with are very creative, man. Very creative. And it's a lot of times, especially with the pictures he puts with him sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Man, I just lose it.
But that's what I wanted to talk about, because I was... Mia Love's hair. We forgot to talk about her hair.
Oh, her bad weaves and whatnot.
Yeah, there is something that we talk about sometimes. Just an ongoing theory, and listeners, if you look, you'll see it comes true. Well, just in case people understand, like there's this term called Negro bedwench, and to be clear, not every Black person that dates a white person is a Negro bedwench. You know, like it's not an across the board designation. It's only a very specific dynamic, you know, where it's somebody they tend to mostly date white people, and they part of the condition of them dating white people is that they tend to throw Black people under the bus. And she kind of fits that category because she has his white husband and she doesn't really stand up for Black people and makes excuses for white supremacists and does a kind of distancing of herself from the Black community. So that kind of puts her under the bedwench category. And something I've noticed is bedwenches have the worst edges. The hair is never on point. And our theory is that they don't want to be around other Black people, particularly, you know, like a Black space, like the Black salon. So, did one of y'all say that she was going to a Supercuts or something?
Mario said that.
She was getting her hair done at Fantastic Sam's.
Yeah, they're not trying to go and be around all those sisters up in those salons. Nah. So I find there's one of two routes that the bedwench will take. The Negro bedwench will either go natural, because when you go natural, you know, it's not as hard to take care of or whatever to go natural, or they get like a really bad weave or extensions. But because like a Black lady's not doing them, they just look tore up. And
they can't quite that natural hairline right. It's just like it's just that forehead, man, just parts like the Red Sea, man. It's terrible. Like,
yeah. Mia Love's hairline is crazy. Like, she has a real hairline starting like 5 inches below the weed hairline. And
it's like a fade going into her weed.
You know, the crazy part about this is, man, like I didn't notice none. I mean, you know what? It's like it's one of those things that you notice, but like it don't come to the forefront of your mind. And then after the broadcast last week, T was like, Did you notice her hairline? Like,
speaking of forefront, her weave needs to come to the forefront of her hairline. That's the forefront that needs to be met.
Her forehead and her hairline need to have a meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Someone needs to mediate between her hairline and the edges of the weave. That is
intervention. They need an intervention specialist.
Hairline said, you know what? Forehead, you tripping. I'm going to fall back.
Oh man!
Oh man! Oh man! Oh man!
The like she had the braids before, and then she decided, and the braids were bad enough because with the braids you still saw where the hairline was.
Yeah,
but she went and straightened it, and somehow the straightening it makes it look even crazier. Like when she straightens it, that's when you really. I'm gonna give you. You gotta see, listeners. I'm putting a link into the show notes, but if you don't have access to the show notes, just go on YouTube or Google and search Mia Love Jake Tapper when she was recently on Jake Tapper. I just hit you guys with the link again in the little chat box if you wanted a refresher. But I want to say for people out there, if you want to test if a black woman, you know, if you want to know, is she a breadwinch or is she just happened to be dating a white guy just one or two times? Look at the hair. The hair will always give it away. Like,
wow.
Yeah, yeah. So that was leftover business from that Shithole Shuffle episode. That was
Shithole Shuffle.
Yeah. She got to find some black people out in Mormon land to get her hair did right. That is not cutting.
It's not. It's like how when brothers end up going to a non-black barber to get their hair cut, and the lineup gets all fucked up.
Yeah. I've told you guys I had a kind of experience with that, but the lady did my hairline. Like what I did was, I got the clippers myself, and I just did the even low. I moved to Santa Rosa, California. I don't know if anybody knows, like the racial demographics of that town. I think I might have met two black people while I was there for that year.
There are black people who will sincerely not move someplace just because they can't get a barber.
You know, and I wasn't gonna drive to like San Francisco or Oakland or some shit or just to, you know, try.
Yeah,
it wasn't convenient. I didn't have a car for one, so the white lady, man, she did my line good though. She hooked it up. She kept it nice, and mm-hmm. I just did the even low. But like, if I show y'all some pictures from, like, I didn't find, you know, I, you know, for the most part, I was just, my shit was raggedy, dog. I look like my
man. I went to a white, when I first moved to Buffalo. I lived in Buffalo for a bit, and when I got there, I didn't know where the black area was yet, and I was naive, and I saw this like Supercuts type place. It wasn't called Supercuts, but it was in that Supercuts family, fam. I got the semicircle hairline.
Oh, no.
Like there were no corners. There were no corners on the hairline. The dude gave me like the rising sun. It was a straight up semicircle. I was like, yo, what the fuck is this? I was trying to explain what a hairline's supposed to be. You know what it is? I said, can you do a line? And he's like, what do you mean? Because you know the hairline. And I don't think he knew what a lineup was, but he said, yo, I'm just going to fucking wing it. Like, and I was like, why didn't you just tell me? Like, you didn't know what a hairline was. Like, he just was winging it and gave me the semi.
You know what's crazy is non-black people can go into a black barbershop and get their shit hooked up. And like, because I've seen white guys go into black barbershops and come out looking crisp. Everybody, they go into black barber, man, they come out, edges crisp, you know, looking nice, right? I was wondering, like, so I asked a black barber one time, I said, man, let me ask you a question. Why is it that when we go to Supercuts or Fantastic Sam's or one of these, you know, places that are not for black people to get their hair cut at, why can't they cut hair? You all have to go to cosmology school, right? I mean, what the hell's going on? And he said, basically, everybody has to learn the same types of cuts. But at Fantastic Sam's and Supercuts and places like that, they just really emphasize like super basic cuts. So they don't learn like the intricate stuff, like how to do sharp lineups, how to fade, how to do all that stuff. It's just basically designed for a specific customer base, a specific demographic who just want a fast, simple haircut with nothing real fancy or anything like that. So that's why black,
it's like the Walmart of haircuts.
Yeah, basically, right? It's like the Walmart of haircuts. It's like rallies or some shit. What do you guys have, like rallies and checkers? Like you go there, the burgers are not that good, the fries are not that good, but it's fast, it's cheap, and you just get what you pay for, man. So that's basically what it is, according to that guy, you know.
That makes sense. We're hustling backwards right now because I forgot to do all the house cleaning, but, you know, it's never too late. Let me do it now.